Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Wednesday. Wednesday the 24th, I believe. I don't even know what day it is. What is the date? I mean, you know what I mean. But, you know, you're running so much, you got things going on. You got a lot going on. You don't even know what day it is because I was just sitting here drinking my iced coffee, and I was like, who drank my iced coffee? Just a little coffee joke. I'm standing here drinking my own coffee, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the coffee that pays. You can email me and ask me more about it, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. If you need more information on the coffee that pays, I'm telling you, this coffee ain't like no Starbucks, no Dunkin' Donuts. This is my commercial. This is sponsored by Jamie's Journal, if you don't know. Act like you know. This is my coffee that is healthy and, oh, my goodness. I was like, who drank my coffee? The dogs or somebody? Somebody just drank my coffee. But good morning, everybody who is joining me live. We are live this morning. a little coffee jug. I missed my coffee. I need to get me some more coffee. I have a bunch of energy, as you can see. This is part two of Jamie's Journal. We're doing a part two about the Seth Kakalaki thing that's going on. You know, I gave you a story, and I'm going to give you the story again. You know, those who are just tuning in, you know, you can go onto your Facebook page and type in hashtag Jamie's Journal. I'm listening live. This is a live show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I will send a text out or the picture out soon to my Instagram people. I sent one out yesterday. I always do photograph my own graphics and I send it to almost everybody. But this morning, you know, I just want to give you a little heads up. I'm on all social media, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why you're not following me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. Everybody and their neighbors on Facebook. So you can't tell me that I'm not on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to do a part one of this thing that's going on in South Kakalaki that already happened on June 17th. I researched it a little bit this morning, and, you know, yesterday I was talking about, you know, you are a Christian, you love what you do. You love the Bible, which I do too. I love the Word, so I understand what you're talking about. You know, people ask you, what religion are you? And sometimes I say, no religion. I just trust in my Word. I trust in my Bible. And, I go through like everyone else goes through, and I understand. You got to go to Bible study. But there are times when, you know, you get a little bit busy and you don't have time. You don't have time. So this one day, you know, walk with me through this story. One day you decide, well, I'm just going to get up and I'm going to get myself together. It's a Wednesday. You know, hey, you may be retired. You may not be retired. You know, you may be doing a 9-to-5, which, you know, people don't understand today. Jobs are scams. Because the big dogs always make all the money. And I can tell you more about that if you email me. There are times when you think you're and I always thought this about a job. I always thought about this. When you get onto a job, you go to a job and you think, I'm going to be a boss. 9 times out of 10. You're not a boss. You know, I've been in retail for years thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to be bigger. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be a manager. The managers sometimes suck. Sorry for that word. But I'm just being real, you know. And sometimes things just don't happen the way they're supposed to happen. You got to be real with me, Jamie's Journal. Jamie's Journal is not about faking all these things. You know, I'm gonna tell you some real stuff. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. You know, if you're looking for me to sugarcoat everything, then this ain't for you. You know, but you're a Christian, and you decide, well, I'm gonna get myself together, whether I'm retired or not. And you say, okay, I'm gonna go to church, and then you keep on going Wednesday after Wednesday after Wednesday. You say, wow, there's all these people coming. Wow, these are some nice people. And then you see this one guy who looks a total stranger, who walks up out of nowhere, starts to come to church. I didn't research everything, but he I don't know if he sat next to the pastor. I thought he sat next to a minister or something like that. And I know, from what I know, if I'm in a congregation and I feel like, who is this joker sitting next to me? I will clearly get my hips up and walk. Let me say that again. If I go into a store, if I go into a Bible study, if I go into anywhere, and you acting crazy, guess what? I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go somewhere else. I'm not gonna sit there and say, well, I'm just gonna be here for half an hour. No, I'm gonna get my hips up and move. I don't know if you ever feel that kind of way or not. 626-696-8566. You can call in and let me know what you think. 626-696-8566. You can call me and tell me, Jamie, you're right. You know, why would someone sit beside you? Even though I you know, I'm quick to move. I'm quick. I'm like, nice. You know, as soon as I feel a bad vibe, I will move. As soon as I feel like I'm not feeling well, I will move. You know, I'm a quick person a lot of times. I don't spend a lot of time where I don't get celebrated. You know, you got to remember, if you are not celebrated in a certain area, well, just move. A lot of times I like to sit by myself because I bring the most energy. I bring the most energy. I'm an energy person. I'm a person who, you know, I don't like to sit around negative people. And sometimes people can be very, very negative. So what I'm saying is, you know, there was 9 people that were killed, and now you see all these things going on the news, and, you know, I'm praying for those people that they will. It's a process when you're going through this thing. When one day you wake up and you're in the hospital, or one day you wake up and you're gone. And like I was saying yesterday, you know, there are times when you gotta just, when you leave the house, pray. I know most people don't think about it. You know, you're a Christian and you believe in the Word of God, but still, there are times when before you leave the house, you pray. You pray. Even if you pray through the day, you do something. You do something. So what am I saying? I am saying simply, whether you are a Christian or not, you got to believe in somebody. That's number one. You know, what better God? God is awesome. But if you don't believe in God, ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to invite you to know him today. Because the shooting wasn't, you just never know what goes on. You never know what happens. You never know the reality of what things are going to go on around you. And ladies and gentlemen, I really don't listen to the news much because of that fact, because of there's always something negative that wants to come around and shoot up things and shoot up people. That's why a lot of times today, this is what I wanted to really get out. That's why a lot of people today stream everything. And that's why a lot of people do digital stuff today. Oh, let me just stream this church live instead of going to the actual church. Because you never know what goes on. You think you're just going to church. You think you're just going to Joel Osteen or T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar. And that one day, something just happens. And you're like, oh, my God, what did I just step into? What did I just bring my hips into? This is something that I need you also to be in agreement with me and pray about, because it's just important. Today is the most sunniest day today. Excuse me, still drinking a little bit of my coffee. Also, I wanted to bring to your attention, last night we had let me open this door for them. We had a bad, bad storm, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear my dog. Stop. Sorry, y'all. Give me 1 second. All right, I'm back. Excuse me, it's my sister's dog trying to bark at a squirrel. But anyway, distractions are always awesome because then you can come back and talk some more. So Dr. Winston, she couldn't make it today on the line. But ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to tell you that there's nothing better than prayer. Prayer is very important. Prayer is something that you always want to have in your arsenal, in your archives, in your spirit. And, you know, there is nothing better than prayer before you leave the house. And it's important. It's just important. Get your journal out and write down. Prayer is important. Prayer is important. Prayer is very, very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm praying. You know, I talked about this incident. 9 people got gunned down. 9 people died, and now people are all, you know, upset over this thing. And I believe it was an AME church in South Kakalaki in Charlottesville, South Carolina. And see, as I was looking this up, so one says that it was a false flag. 10 signs it was a false flag, which that's wrong. Yeah, it says 5 days ago, which we all know about this, but I just wanted to make you aware that the places that you go today, you gotta be aware. A lot of times I know you're just rushing in and going to the store, and you're just rushing in and say, I'm just gonna rush in this Wawa and just rush in and get this milk, or I'm just gonna rush in and get a soda. Which you know, you don't need that daggone soda. You need something healthy for your system. You don't need no soda. What you need to do is get some water. Shooting suspect in custody after church. And why is he in custody? Like, that doesn't make sense. He should be in jail. I mean... He was 21. Uh-oh, now I can't get back off. He was 21 years old. Come on. Okay. Not going off, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Excuse me, I tapped on it. But like I'm saying to you, I want you to be aware of your atmosphere. I want you to be aware of what you do on a day-to-day basis. A lot of times we don't give thought to what we do or how we do it. We don't give thought to what we do or how we do it. We just think, oh, I'm just going to enjoy duty and, you know, I'm safe. No, you're not. No, you're not. Oh, I'm just going to the bathroom and I'm just gonna sit here and I'm just gonna You know, and I wanted to make you aware too, in the South Jersey area, even in Philly, there was a storm last night, and a lot of places today the power was out. The power was out. So, you know, the storm was crazy last night. We had trees, you know, and streets. We had a lot of things that were going on last night, and the storm affected a lot of people this morning, you know, as they got up and went to work. But, you know, I am at peace right now with all of the stuff that's going on because, ladies and gentlemen, if you put your energy into all this negative stuff, it's just going to be negative. Hear me out. Negativity is something, and me and Arlene talked about last week, negativity is something that we don't put much energy into. And I was talking to you guys last week, and this is what my friend is like. She puts all her energy into the negativity of life, and sometimes you can't do that. You know, we all have a long day. We all have things going on. We all have situations we have to attend to. We all have, you know, emergencies and, oh, my God, I got to go to the hospital. We all have things like that needs to be done. But I want to bring your attention, too, that anywhere and everywhere, there's always negativity. There's always negativity. There's always some person that's just totally negative. I don't care if it's the grocery store. I don't care if it's the Wawa. I don't care where it is. Where it is. You still got to be aware of your surroundings. I don't care if it's church. People will do anything to your stuff if they can while you're in service. You know, I remember this one time I got this nice Bible. I think it was a Dake's Bible or I don't know. I forget what kind of Bible it was. And I was, you know, in my teens and I still am. You know, close to my teens. And I went to a church, and I think I'm still in the same church. And we just got our new building when I was younger. And I got this new Bible. I brought it in church, and I think it was a Dake's. I don't know if it was a Dake's or it was some nice Bible I loved. Beautiful pictures and everything. I sat it down, I think, for 1 minute, and I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, it was gone. That night, I just sat down, and I just started reading it, and then I got up to go to the bathroom or ladies' room, and, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, I know I put my Bible here. I know where I put it. I don't know where I put it now. You know, I know I put it here. Where else could it be? I don't know if someone just took it just to get back at me, or someone just took it just to take it. But it was gone. People take anything and don't care. So you gotta watch, be careful. Be careful. But I'm praying that this was somewhat of a wake-up call for you. Because you got to watch the news. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so busy running. Sometimes I don't even get time to sit down and watch one thing, you know. It's just so busy. It's busy, 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 busy. So, I'm going to end this call a little early. My sister's dogs are at the door again, looking like, okay, what's going on? So I want to say thank you for tuning in, Jamie's Journal. But I want you just to be aware. I pray that this was something that was said, something that was explained better than it was yesterday. But you got to understand the story behind it. You know, people are innocent today, but you never know who is guilty. People are innocent today, but you never know who is guilty. I just saw that. When you go to church, when you go to Wawa, when you go to a store, when you go to McDonald's, fast food places, wherever you go, to a mall, they were all innocent. But then, there was just one person who had to make a wrong decision, a wrong suggestion. And I hate to focus on so much negativity, but we are so focused on negative stuff and sugar stuff that we're not focused on what's healthy, because it's not healthy, ladies and gentlemen, for you to be listening to the news every 2 minutes. It's not healthy. Read your word. On your break, read your word. You know, when you get some time, read your word. Read Psalms. Read Proverbs. I want to hear more from God than the news. But we are so focused on, what's going on in the world? The world looks bright, but it's dark and gloomy. So you can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, if you want to know more information about the coffee that pays. And I'm serious. These people are making some obvious money from it. We have black. We have latte. We have hot chocolate. And I think I'm going to go get me some more coffee. But thank you for tuning in. I believe we will be on Friday. Everything that's going on. But I believe that we will be on Friday, this Friday at 10 a.m., okay? Join us for Freedom Friday. You know, what do we need to talk about to free up our weekend? Freedom Friday. You know, what are some things that you need to clear your mind about? You know, what are some things that you need to get off your chest that's been sitting on there since day one? Tune in, 626-696-8566. Tune in on Friday at 10 a.m. I will chat with you soon. Look out for me on Jamie's Journal, facebook.com/Jamie's Journal, J-A-I-M-E-S, Journal. You can also email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. God bless you, and I will see you again on Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Jamie's Journal.